what your overall model is and what the training itself is going to be like?
I'll tell you a little bit of the background. In 2007, I left the pastor church job just with a desire to get out into the harvest and see people reach for Christ who probably weren't going to be very quick to come into my church. I met a guy named Dr. George Patterson, went to one of his trainings, and he was talking about all these movements overseas, indigenous church planting movements, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people meeting Jesus and getting baptized and learning to obey the basic commands of Jesus together, and, you know, these movements spreading through their networks of friends and family. And so I went up to him and I said, Dr. Patterson, is it possible to see what you're calling a church planting movement in the United States among unchurched pagans and post-Christians? And he says, well, that depends. I said, on what? And he said, depends on how willing are you to abandon everything you've learned about American models of planting churches and return to a biblical model of making disciples. And so I told him, well, I just quit my job and lost most of my friends, so I'm willing to try anything. And he said, well, it's totally possible. And our journey into the harvest, my wife and I, it really was, you know, not only something we felt God speaking to us and that we were seeing biblically, but also just in our marriage relationship, we just felt like we're kind of tired of doing ministry as usual and succeeding kind of in people's eyes, but really not feeling on our heart in our hearts like we were really fully following the leading of the Holy Spirit or just following the adventure of just knowing and pursuing Jesus. And so, anyway, after that period of time, the Lord sent me to a Native American reservation college where I just started making disciples, just a few at a time, forming them in groups and teaching them to obey the basic commands of Jesus. Sometimes I saw people get saved and baptize others and pray with people to receive the Holy Spirit. And very quickly, like within a week or two, someone who followed Jesus would then go baptize someone else who would baptize someone else. And I saw that it really was possible just with prayer, power of the Holy Spirit, and just simply focusing on making disciples, that we really could see multiplication. And so after a few years there, I started just really dreaming about what would it be like to take what I'm learning among reaching the First Nations and from the way Dr. Patterson mentioned me and start building a net of simple, reproducible discipleship experiences to equip the body of Christ across America for the harvest. You know, to not just see people get saved and come to church, but see people meet Jesus and then learn to follow him in the places and spaces where they do life, in their workplaces, in their homes, and see the gospel of the kingdom really affect the way people relate to each other and do life as families. And along that way, I just really developed a passion to see church be an overflow of a rhythm of life rather than just a two-hour-a-week meeting, but really be a way of life. And I think that really is in flow with another way of Jesus, without seeing the kingdom of God bring transformation to just to everything. So anyway, I started traveling and creating these trainings. And so to answer your question about what happens at the training, it's built around, it's called DiscipleX, and it's built around helping people create four rhythms that I see at the foundation of every movement that I've studied or the few I've been a part of. And the four rhythms are the rhythm of prayer, connecting intimacy with Jesus, building that rhythm in your life. Number two, the rhythm of going, which is actually getting to know people who need Jesus, having meals with them, having drinks with them, having spiritual conversations, the rhythm of getting outside our cultural bubble where we're comfortable but they're not, and getting into their world where they're comfortable but maybe we're not. Mm-hmm. And so go is the second rhythm. The third rhythm is the rhythm of gathering, which I work with a lot of evangelistic-focused youth ministries, YWAM, things like that, and they're often incredible with the prayer and the go rhythm, but work really intensely with them on developing the rhythm of gathering, which has to do when you're building a network of contacts in a neighborhood or a Section 8 housing or an ethnic refugee community in your city, whatever it is, college campus, a high school campus, building the rhythm of gathering together with people over meals to have Jesus-centered discussions is the third rhythm, the gather rhythm. And then the fourth rhythm is once a group of people are moving towards Jesus and you're getting to know them and you're falling in love with them, guide them in obeying the basic commands of Jesus. And so from my experiences with being mentored by Dr. Patterson and my application of those principles to the Native American campus, I developed seven experiences with Jesus that I see as foundational experiences that are a starting place for someone reproducing a lifestyle of a lifelong follower of Jesus. And those seven experiences are the change experience. I put them into kind of postmodern contextualized language. That's the change experience, which is the experience of discovering who Jesus is and having a metanoia, a change of mind and heart, repenting and believing in Jesus. The second experience is the water experience, self-explanatory. Third experience is the fire experience, where you pray to receive empowering of the Holy Spirit. The fourth experience is the tell experience, where you let Jesus bless someone else by you telling them your spiritual story of how you came to discover who Jesus is. So change, water, fire, tell. And fifth experience is the prayer or the love experience, where you spend time with God, letting Him love on you, and you loving Him back, otherwise than this prayer. The next experience, change, water, fire, tell, love. Next experience is the gather experience, where you share a Jesus-centered meal with the group of disciples that you're learning to follow Jesus with. And by this point, if a group has done these six experiences, they start to inductively discover that they are now basically a seed form of the church. It may not be church the way they've had it defined, but it's a group of Jesus followers who are committed to loving each other and loving God and loving those who need to hear the story of Jesus. And then the seventh experience is the go experience, which has to do with once someone experiences these seven experiences, you pray as a group and each of you write down the names of people who come to mind who would benefit from going through these seven experiences. And so it embeds the principles of multiplication and showing people once you do these seven experiences, you are now equipped to take others through these seven experiences. So during the DiscipleX training, each participant will develop a four-part action plan based on building the rhythms of pray, go, gather, and guide. And then you will do the seven experiences in small groups, taking turns leading the experiences. So by the time people leave the training, they've modeled and experienced samplings of what it's like to lead people through these seven experiences. So that's it.